Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let's go to Congressman Pat Meehan. Hey, Pat, welcome back. Thanks for joining
us. Hey, Dom. Thanks for having me on.
Well, one of those specialties, Pat, is you were a big-time chief law enforcement officer. I can remember the old studio sitting there talking with you about the Vince Fumo case, which was an all-timer. And a hockey referee to boot. So that's
we need a penalty box in Congress.
Exactly. So I am a big fan of Jeff Sessions, and I think how this is playing out is not good across the board. What's your sense?
Yeah, I'm disappointed in the way this is being handled. I think Jeff Sessions brings an experience as a former United States attorney, understands the Justice Department, and I think is capable of doing a good job. If the president has an issue with him, I think he ought to sit down with him and hash that out. So I am disappointed in the way it's being conducted and the way he's sort of being strung out. In addition, I think he's a good conservative voice, so a lot of people would appreciate his voice being there in cabinet meetings and otherwise. And, you know, lastly, I think it's an important point. The Attorney General is the attorney for the United States. He is not the attorney for the president. The president has general counsel. Don McGahn is there to give him uniquely advice, but the Attorney General needs to look at the issues of the country, and I think he has done so. So I'm not pleased with the way this is being carried out.
Well, but I'm not pleased, and again, he's not responsible. I don't want to go through the whole thing. You know it better than anyone, though, for recusing. And all, that had nothing to do with Mueller. He didn't trigger that, in my view, or know he was going to trigger that. But it does seem like the special counsel, again, once this is open, is going into areas that are at best tangential to the Russian investigation.
Yeah, well, I don't know that we know exactly where that's going. So I know people suggest that there's people, certain places asking questions, and I'm always one, let me see the end product. You know, Mueller will put a product out. Things that he's talking about may or may not, investigating now, may or may not be part of any kind of a report. And so you really don't know until it's done. I think Mueller's a guy of integrity. He's also a guy that I experienced in which when we were working on the corporate fraud, there would be work in a lot of different places, and he was one of the ones that said, get to the essence of the issue. Let's resolve this and move on. And so I don't think Mueller's one of those guys that's going to sit there and just, you know, continuously go down rabbit holes because he thinks there might be something there. So I'm a little less concerned.
All right, we differ a little bit, and I trust your judgment. You're inside, I'm not. I just think the temptation, Pat, though, of special prosecutors that we've seen is even the best of intentions, they end up going pretty far out there. But you voted, and I commended you on the air because I think it was a sober position on the transgendered thing in the military, that amendment that would stop something that I think President Obama just pushed through without much consideration. How do you feel about the firestorm around this now?
Well, you know, once again, I think this was an issue that should have been resolved within Mattis being able to take control of the circumstances and articulate a policy that would have dealt with the issue. You know, and I still believe that an individual who can meet the training and readiness requirements should be permitted to serve our nation. But when we have people who are not able to serve because they have flat feet, if a requirement to serve is that you need gender reassignment surgery, I think it's appropriate to be able to say that would not be something that the military should be required to accommodate in order to allow you to serve, so that this is not the kind of thing that we should be spending the money on. But if it's not going to deprive an individual of an opportunity to serve their country if they otherwise I think they ought to be able to do that. So the unfortunate part about this policy is we don't understand how we're going to be dealing with that percentage of the of the over 1 million people. There's a estimates there could be, you know, anywhere up to about 2,500 individuals that might be, you know, in this kind of a category. So how do you handle those who are currently here?
That's exactly right. That's why I wish this were more buttoned up. But I agree with your position. I think it is analogous to asthma, flat feet, or something like that. There is a behavior or a medical component. It's not just bias or hatred that's doing this. Now, healthcare, Pat, have you changed anything since after seeing the landscape of this? Where are you right now with what's going on in the Senate and coming back to the House, hopefully at some point?
Yeah, well, that's the most important question, Dom, and we're waiting for smoke to come out of the chimney, so to speak. But nobody really knows what's going to come out of the Senate yet, and we're watching that process. There's a lot of discussion that's taking place. Obviously, they've put two votes up already. Mm-hmm. So repeal did not carry, and therefore it's not going to carry. Repeal and replace, when they did that, did not necessarily carry. And now they're looking at a vote that probably, my guess, is going to be what they would call the skinny version. And that's the word that's out there, where they'll take some pieces of it with the employer mandate, the individual mandate, tax, at least the medical device tax, which is a huge problem in a jurisdiction like ours with a lot of innovative companies that this,
right. But, this but, is but what I'm asking you is, again, after consideration, and I'm sure you're looking over this, in 2015, you guys multiple times, and it even got through the Senate, put it on Obama's desk. What was wrong with that bill that most people voted for and I think was solid?
Yeah, you know, Dom, I think, and I've, the changed circumstances of where we are right now with the Obamacare has continued to fall apart even more, but it puts us now in a more precarious state than we were then. I believe that if we had been able to work, you know, with repeal at that point in time, the thing was in a situation in which you could be able to perhaps get to a point where you could reposition the delivery of quality health care, get rid of some of those onerous parts of Obamacare. We're in a much more precarious state now, and unfortunately, you got to take in consideration what the implications of this would mean. Repeal, not just the idea that you would be leaving numbers of people in a very, very uncertain circumstance right now, but more importantly, the policies are predicted not to go down, but to significantly go up in that case because of the uncertainty for the very people that we're trying to protect, middle-class taxpayers. So we've got to figure out a way in which we have predictability on this, and some kind of functioning healthcare system while we move towards making it, you know, a much better system. So the transition opportunities are different today than they were 2 years ago, and I think that's the difference.
All righty. Well, Pat, thank you. Thanks very much. Hope to have you on again in the near future. Where's the website where people can go? Because we will be getting into the re-election.
www.mian.gov. Always can check in with us, and we ask them to sign up for our, you know, for our ability to become part of our web group, and then we can communicate them, and they can weigh into us on a much more easy basis.
Very good, Pat Meehan. Thank you very much, as always.
Thanks, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!